Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Danielle Irby, the Executive Director of News here at WIPR and the producer of our popular podcast, The Daily Dose. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you want to talk about a fascinating novel that I haven't read. It's called Left Neglected by Lisa Genova. What's it about?
Lisa Genova, you should know, she is a Harvard trained. She has her PhD in neuroscience. This book has been out for a while. It came out, I think, back in 2011. And I know this is going to sound really corny, but I was in my car driving to work. I was still at NPR headquarters then. And I believe it was Diane Rehm. And she had her on talking about this book. And I was about to change the station. I was like, ugh, what am I going to have in common with a Harvard PhD in neuroscience? And the book was fascinating. Centers on this character, Sarah Nickerson. She and her husband are both, Harvard educated. She has this high-powered job at a big consulting firm in Boston. They live in a wealthy suburb, three kids, a nanny, which I don't have. And it's just about how you juggle life. She and her husband, for instance, do rock, paper, scissors on who's going to have to take the kids to school, who's going to drop daycare, who is going to be able to be 2 minutes late for work if they take the kids, or who can start their conference call from the car. I mean, it's just how life is a juggle. And that's the beginning of the book. And I started to put it down. And then it takes you on their ride to work. And I could relate because I grew up in New York. So I know what traffic is like as well in Boston. I've been there. There's one passage in the book where she's like, I'm digging for my phone. I thought I had it on the seat. And that's a moment of panic that we've all felt. We're like, great, I've left it on the counter at home. And she's digging through this huge satchel, and she's feeling she's got goldfish for her kids, she's got gummy bears, she's got her makeup, but no phone. And then it's one day that we've all experienced where it's raining hard and you just see the glare of the red lights in front of you. And there's this scene in the book, and you can feel it, Tom, where she says, we're going 70 miles an hour, but then I am the only one going for 70 miles an hour, and she just sees lights coming at her. Everyone is still. And it goes on to just really, in a very poignant way, just explain how her car hydroplanes. She says, I must be dead, but then I'm not dead because I can hear the fingers of God tapping on my roof, which is the rain.
So there it is, that moment that changes everything.
And we've all done it where we've slammed on our brakes and you get that feeling of, heat, and you take a breath and you're like, oh, I swear, sure, I'm not going to look at my phone anymore. And I'm not going to look away.
And then the rest of the book, is this fascinating, sounds like a fascinating peroration on how she recovers from this traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, she wakes up 8 days later. She hears her husband speaking to her, and she's like, where are you, Bob? Come stand next to me. He's like, I'm right here. And the book is about how when you have a traumatic injury to the right side of the hemisphere of the brain, you cannot see or recognize anything on the left.
Therefore, the title, Left Neglected.
Yes.
Oh, that's fascinating. All right. Danielle Irby is the Executive Director of News here at WIPR and the producer of the Daily Dose podcast. Danielle is recommending Left Neglected by Lisa Genova. Thanks so much, Danielle. I really appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of every month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.